The statement from Superintendent Ember Conley is on the school district website and is posted in English and Spanish. It's addressed to parents and staff and states the school board's objectives to protect student privacy and continue the practice of welcoming and educating all students equally in every classroom, every day. School Board President Julie Eyhausen says members of the board wanted to express a formal commitment to students and parents.
Well, board members had expressed concern to each other about that we wanted to make sure students feel our support and know that we support them, that our students feel comfortable coming to school and being ready to learn, because that's what we do, and we want their parents comfortable to send them to school and not be worried that if something's going to happen on the bus or something's going to happen at school or something's going to happen at a school activity.
The guidelines specifically address preventing disruptions of school operations by immigration officials. The resolution says the district will not maintain records on the student's immigration status, ethnicity, religion, race, national origin, sexual orientation, gender, or political party. They state a commitment to keep students free from harassment and intimidation. Park City School District is a diverse population, and there are some projected 350 DACA students who likely are affected by this recent order. The Park City Institute is scrambling to help eligible students renew their status by October 5th, which will give those individuals a chance to stay in the U.S. for another 2 years. Mo Hickey with the Park City Institute has worked with several organizations to procure DACA status for many Park City youth. He can be reached at 435-729-0233 with questions about DACA renewal. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.